everybody, this is Ian Along, and this is Tag Along with Ian Along, of course, that's me. How are you up there? It's been 2 months since the last time I had my podcast. So what happened in that past month? Well, life happened. Life happens. And kumusta po pala no sa mga iba sa inyo? So paano, ano nga ba nangyari sa akin mga nagdaang buwan? Nabanggit ko na ito no before na may inaasik-asik akong sa klase sa and at the same time sa work ko, at same time sa labas ko. Well, ganun lang naman po yun eh, diba? Yung kung hindi sa work, sa family, kung hindi sa family, sa mga ibang activities, lalo sa panahon ng pandemic, ultimo yung bumili ka sa tindahan ay nilalagyan na ng vlog. Ano masama doon? Anyway, so ngayon nasa po ako ngayon. Contrary to, usually I'm doing this on the road, 'di ba? Lagi ko sinasabi pa na kung nagpa-podcast, every time I'm doing my podcast, it's always on the road because that's the time that I'm road in the morning, because that's the time that I'm very, very reflective about things in the morning while driving solo, because I cannot talk to myself while my wife is beside me. Hindi naman pwede yun, di ba? Katabi ko siya ngayon. Hindi naman po pwede yun na I'm speaking to myself tapos katabi ko, sabi, uy, anong niyata yun? Although I'm very reflective usually in the morning. Very reflective in the morning. And that's why I'm doing my content in the morning. But this time around, I am doing this at home because holiday po. And then I'm noticing that every time I'm doing things at home, may mga sense of tranquility din naman. So, at saka hindi, minsan talaga pag ikay gusto mo talaga itong skills na to, yung craft na to, ilalagay mo siya in a particular time, in a particular place, or anytime, anywhere, kasi that is your interest. O, diba? Parang ganun yun. So, yun. And so much for that. Kamakailan lang, may nakita akong article. I've seen the article somewhere na may mga senatorials daw. Kasi mahirap sabihin eh, mga senatorials daw. Sino ba yun? Si Raffy Tulfo, Willy Revillame, and Robin Padilla. To give context to those people outside the Philippines, Robin Padilla is a Filipino actor. And Willy Revillame is an actor, former drummer, and variety show host. And Raffy Tulfo is like is a public service slash, to give you context to my American audience, Raffy Tulfo is what you can call the Jerry Springer of the Philippines. if you're familiar, come on, you know the host and you'll meet the complainant and the complainer and the complainant or the one who is being complained or who are being complained to, whom they will meet in one forum, and then he will intervene sometimes to the form of Raffy Tulfo will point them to the right person to talk about this, and usually it gets hotter. The issues get hotter, especially when somebody from the public service, like the police force or the military or some politicians, are the ones of the subject of the complaint. But that is another story. And Philip Robin Padilla is an action movie actor, action star, and Willy Revillame, like I said, the former drummer. And the former drummer, actor, and now a variety show host, where he's starting to be popular in his catchphrase 5,000, and this is the challenge 5,000, because he often gives 5,000 pesos. It's roughly more or less $100. just to a random guess. That's how it works. So much for that. They are good in their craft, and I will not. I'm not those types of people that will judge people, other people, based on the craft that they have. The point is, they, one way or the other, they have expressed. I cannot say directly if they themselves express it, or kinondisyon na lang ng media yung mga tao, or the media had controlled certain perceptions of people that they really perceive themselves as senatorable, or they aspire to be a senator, or maybe this is just a slip of the tongue, or parang nabanggit lang, ika nga sa Tagalog, slip of the tongue, na paano kaya kami mag-senador? Ayun, naging soundbite na, depending on how it was molded, diba, yung mga perception na ganyan. Now, what I notice is people going against these candidates. Going for and against these candidates. Bakit? What I notice is that they are against these candidates simply because of Robby Padilla not being that educated, or Willie Revillamil and Rafi Tulfo, because these people are holding position. When you're choosing a senator, you need to choose that those who are into service and those who are at least qualified na to legislate, to create a legislation. So yun ang iniisip. Pero the very reason these people are here is because of one thing: popularity. These people, and I'm not against the popularity that they earned, because frankly, part of it, they work hard for it, and people, and in the other part, people who admire them. It goes both ways. May humanga, may nagpakita, may humanga. Lalo sa panahon ng social media, especially in the social media times. In fact, this very podcast is one of the byproducts of it. Looking back 30 years ago or 25 years ago, you will not see me doing this. It's not possible. All I can do back then is just put a microcassette recorder, and that's it. How will I publish my view at that time? Nada. Not a chance. But nowadays, you can do it. Courtesy of this technology. And it's not good or bad per se. Now, the point, going back to my point, people are judging them, when actually the better reason why they are there, why they are thriving, it's because the leaders, or even the lineup that will happen in 2022, will be a reflection of what the Filipino society is. And these people thrive, they became popular, and it's not their fault. It's the people who accepted them, who went to them. Like in the case of Rafi Tulfo, those people who you cannot blame. And by the way, if you would ask me personally, I'm also against these three people holding a political position. And now, I will not have a debate nor discussion. If anyone will challenge me on that, I will not have that kind of discussion, because that kind of choice will be on myself and myself alone. The way, even back then, that I have my preferred candidates over yours. So that's it. Hindi po yan, hindi yan. It's not about that. The thing is, yung how they thrive kasi is a reflection of yung ganyan
people are judging them samantala they created them. They created Rafi Tulfo, they created Robin Padilla, they created Willy Revillame. I mean the popularity, yes, they are themselves, they are that person, they're who they are. At least on the what they are projecting, like we can only say what they are projecting because we do not know them behind closed doors. But we created them. And they thrive. And I will ask you, those people who, again, I have made it clear in this podcast that I will not vote for these people if ever they will not be. And then, so what? Who are you, Mr. Ian Alo? Or Mr. Ian Alo? Who are you? That's not, again, that's, this is just my view, by the way. And I will not vote for them the way other voters will not vote for my preferred candidates. That's how it works. But the thing is, I'm also emphatic of the fact that they are just a reflection of who we really are. These people try, for example, kasi ano ba mga common denominators nito? What are the common denominators? In the Philippine culture, we have such thing called pakisama. Or we need to get along with people. Well, we get along with people so that in the future we shall be sure of people who will be with us in time of needs, in the time of our needs when that situation comes. In a certain way, other countries do it to certain extent, but in the Philippines there's such a thing. Even that pakisama, that pakisama, and these three is just a reflection. Because people like Robby Padilla, I believe he survived in the show business because he knows how to get along well with some people. And he also, and also Rafi Tulfo, who has high places with some of the high places on some media personalities and also some Filipino celebrities. He and his other siblings had that kind of rapport because they know how to have pakisama, that sense of pakisama. And I'm just talking about this part of the Filipino thing called pakisama. And even delving in every aspect of Filipino life. I'm not a sociologist to do that. I'm just pointing out this type of personality, the pakisama. And this pakisama, ladies and gentlemen, this pakisama is reflective because of in our society. This is a reflection because normally people who demand so much on the public leaders, they forgot to reflect on themselves. Wait, teka. If you are really choosing the right kind of candidate, will you choose a person? Even going back to your, let's go to the grassroots level. Let's go back to within ourselves. Even at school, even at work, do you choose the person who is really, really good? Or he's really good in his skills, in his craft, or he's really good as a person, or you are choosing your friends or your partner because he knows how to get along well. Oh, or let's put it a notch higher. You are choosing somebody who gets along well with you. Of course, we can wrap this up in the type of image called We leaders and members need to communicate with each other. That we can wrap it up that way, but the bottom line is there is a degree of pakisama to it. Or in other countries they call it, they know how to play ball. They know how to play ball,
they are not a lone wolf or a lone operator. We go to the people who is good in pakisama. I remember one person who has recently been one way or the other had been famous in Facebook for quite a while, or maybe he's still having his sound bites. And the very downfall of this person is because he's not playing ball with other fellow Filipinos here. He is operating by himself. Thus, the eventual social media quote-unquote downfall of this person. I will not mention that his name, but it was credited because he doesn't play ball. And then this big organization tries to hit this person via social media and all, and eventually he ends up laid low a bit. He went back to the US because he doesn't play ball. One way or the other, I just do not like his take on some of the issues. But there is a point in some of the other issues. But the downfall is not how he attacks the issue. His downfall is actually he doesn't play ball. In Tagalog, hindi siya nakisama sa iba na kung saan kaya siya ipagtanggol. Naging ganun ang kalakaran kasi. In a way, hindi ko gusto yung mga... hindi ko gusto yung take niya sa ibang mga sinabi niya. Again, without mentioning the name, hindi ko gusto yung take sa mga ibang sinabi niya, especially at this time of pandemic. Pero at the same time, may mga sinabi siya, may punto din siya. Pero hindi po siya hindi naging popular, hindi dahil sa mga take niya. He became not popular, he became infamous because ang bottom line kasi may mga taong hindi siya pinakasamahan. At itong mga taong hindi niya pinakasamahan, nagsama-sama to hit on them. And these people on the other side, ganun na nangyari doon. Hindi sila nakisama eh. Hindi kami pinakisamahan eh. So it's not really a battle of intellects. It's not really a battle of intellectual discussions out there, but also who has a better allies. So parang feeling yun, lumalayo na ako. No? So going back to Willy Revillame, Lobby Padilla, and Rafi Tulpo, they are a reflection of people na marunong makisama. They are a reflection of people who plays the ball well. Nagkataon lang, they are just doing the image and stuff like that. This image of being one with the masses. Seriously, Willy Revillame? Don't get me started. I believe you. He's a very charismatic person. But he is actually what you cannot call a poor person. You cannot even consider him a commoner. In a slang sense of the word, you can consider him as a commoner. Even Rafi Tulfo, his brother Montupo, especially Montupo, you cannot consider them as a commoner. And I'm not saying that to disagree with them, but how did they project such image? Because they know pakisama. Okay? So, reflection yun. People who dislike them, sometimes, minsan magugulat ka, sometimes even in the so-called intellectual society or the opposition, and who sometimes kasi stereotype sila na intellectuals, but actually some of them are really elitist to begin with, no? And I'm not really, and don't get me wrong about it, sabagay, one way or the other, I would be put in the wrong perspective. The thing is,
these people who oppose them actually have made a pakisama one way or the other. If intellectual societies are composed of intellectual people, why there are intellectuals who are not, do not belong to these intellectual societies? Simple, because they do not want to join that kind of crap, or I'm better than them. Just like that guy that I mentioned a while ago, that I'm better than them. So I hindi na ako makikisama sa mga society ng mga intellectual na yan. In this kind of language only. Pero paint it in another terminology, ganun po yun. They still implore what you can call pakisama. So, this coming 2022, you will see a lineup that is a reflection of our society, of the Filipino society. Let's not scorn them to death. Like, ah, grabe, ano ba naman itong mga candidate na ito, mga lineup na ito, nakakainis, nakakabusit yung mga lineup na ito. Marabang mas maigi-igi? Okay, umpisa, let's begin on the ground level. Pag weirdo ba ang tao, tinatanggap ninyo? No. Pag yung tao, hindi kayo pinupuri, tinatanggap ninyo? No. Kapag yung tao, ano, hindi nyo feel, kahit na okay siya, kahit mabait siyang tao, tinatanggap ninyo? Hindi. Hindi nyo feel eh. Will you be forced to do so? Of course not. It's your choice. But when you're presented of something which is a reflective of your choice, of your everyday preference, don't play self-righteous on that. Don't play self-righteous this coming 2022. Oh, I'm not saying to choose the lousy candidate. No. But we, and if ever we are presented the lousiest candidate, it is because we allowed it. No, the system allowed it. That's crap. The very reason why they are there and created the system is because we started it. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Even in the rank and file employee, if the person is that good, there are people who are that good in your industry, but because it doesn't play ball with you, you did accept him in your fold. If I may divert it a bit, if I divert the topic a little bit, there are some people who are good in academic community, but because even in the community where intellectualism must be the rule rather than the exception, the academic society, or should we say the academe, or should we say the teachers or the professors, teachers, lecturers, or the intellectual or academic community, I'm mumbling here. So those people in the academic committee, even they themselves, they did imit. Some people, they do not play. If somebody do not play ball, they will not accept them, even if they are good. Even in graduate school, believe me. Even in graduate school, sometimes you'll find it. But this is true. This is very, very true. That they will not accept a person simply because the image doesn't conform with them. And I'm not talking about the black and white against color. I'm talking about if they can accept them in their fold or in their clique. But that is true. Because some people just cannot play ball. And I'm not even talking about people who go solo. Okay, let's talk about people who go solo. And they say, people, they need to, in order for you to create a politics is a numbers game. and you need to conform a bit so that you can create allies. Okay. Totoo yun. In some ways, totoo yun. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, when that happens, okay, have it your way. But if you're presented with a lousy lineup this coming 2022, no matter what camps you are from, whether you are Dilawan, quote-unquote, whether you are DDS, or whether you are the neutral ones, it's your fault. Kasi kung sa ground level pa lang yan, kasi let's face it, ano ba yung sa politics? Since politics is a numbers game, if these things are not popular to the voters, they will not do it. They will not dive into it. Kasi hindi siya popular sa voters eh. Pero pag nakita nyo yung lineup ay parang nalalousian kayo, parang wala naman, hindi good quality. Eh kasi sa umpisa pa lang, you shun people who can give you good quality. Just because hindi nakisama sa inyo. Just because they didn't play ball. I admit in one way or the other that in my organization, I did vote for somebody. I admit this part, no? I did vote for somebody because of what his ally will not do. His ally will not do. That must be done. But that is another story. But in this case, ladies and gentlemen, I'm moving in circles right now. These lousy, quote-unquote, lousy lineups of candidates, let's not be self-righteous about it. Let's be reflective about it. Tatanga ng mga kandidato. Did you allow intellectual conversations? Ang incompetent naman. If you are presented with competent people, papalag ka ba? Or you will yield to the competence of the person? Competent and competitive, yes. Yes, competitive. But if what he's doing is competent and is good, will you go at the post or i-scrutinize mo? Depende. Depende. Kasi pag nakisama yan ng maigi, mapapaigi. O, diba? Ganun nangyayari. Ganyan tayo. O. Ngayon, gusto nyo, reklamo pa more sa mga lineups. Kung gusto nyo kasi, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a good lineup, begin on the grassroots level. If you want a... kasi systemic na yan eh. Oh, yes, totoo. But why does that system thrive for a long time? It is because people before us, or even currently, even at the grassroots level, we don't allow such people. We sometimes allow only people who can play ball. We don't allow people because they're good. We allow people because they play ball. You disguise them in the term called teamwork, but it's not really teamwork. It's more of just playing ball, not teamwork. Kasi if you're sometimes kasi minsan nasa law of the legion na kung ano yung capacity ng leader, kung nakikisama sa kanya, okay. Ngayon, kailangan natin ng better leader, pero kasi how will you create a better leader? You cannot keep something that you don't have. How can you produce a good leader? How can we produce a good leader if we ourselves, doon pala sa ground level, in that ground level, hindi na tayo, barado na yung magagaling. Just because hindi nakikisama. Just because he doesn't or she doesn't play ball. And sometimes, kasi some people naman, they're so good but they want to operate solo. But that's another story. Because there will always be people who knows how to play ball and they are good. Dun, that's another story. You cultivate people's talent, you cultivate people's skills. You cultivate people's talent, you cultivate person's skills, and once they grow, if they do not want to work together, if he doesn't, he suddenly goes solo, then that will be his fault, that will be the consequence of it. That will be his consequence or her consequences. But for the meantime, we cultivate talents. And then from that talent, if they're really so good, we create that culture in which we pick people who are not only good, but also know how to play ball. And when we practice that kind of mindset, I bet that you will also produce better selections of political candidates. Okay, about the corruption and all that stuff like that, let's not be too futuristic about it, because that will happen eventually. That's the purpose of election. That's the purpose of electing public officials. That's the purpose of term limits. And also that's the purpose of some dynasties. That's the purpose of anti-dynasty advocates. And let us not... before I move around circles, I want to end it this way. You do not... what will happen, the leaders, the current and the future leaders or the potential leaders line up, is a byproduct of our own society. I know that this is a cliche, but I just want to reiterate that they are a byproduct of our society. It will not come from the sky. It will not come from other countries. It will come to our own countries here in the Philippines. It will come from our own. Even if that person was educated somewhere in other countries and he returned to the Philippines, he came from our own. And let's not be self-righteous when that happened. When fecal matter happens. Let's be reflective this coming 2022. As early as today, let's be reflective. And the way we see our political leaders, yes, we have all the right to complain to them, and I have my own view about it. Some of the moves, I have a view about it. But at the same time, let's also be reflective that what have we done wrong? It goes both ways, not just looking at them, but also looking within us. What have we done wrong? They thrive. It didn't happen overnight. They thrive because there are people right and left who allowed it, because they celebrate it. They allowed it, even celebrate people like this. And yet they don't celebrate good people. And not even mentioning smart people, great people. I'm also mentioning good people. And on that note, please be reminded, this coming 2022 or beyond, the current leaders and the future leaders we have is a reflection of our society. This is Ian Along, and thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along. Good day.